Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to learn?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie, and yes, we are ready, right? Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Using Math. Using Math. So, Marie, what did we learn about on yesterday's show?
We learned about shapes and strange restaurants that serves food in strange shapes.
Well, shapes are things like circles, squares, and triangles. But today, we are talking about something a little different. Let's find out what it is together. Here's Marie.
Everyone loves donuts. Rob has a box of 10 donuts. They are for Taylor, James, and Rob. How will Rob share the donuts? Susie wants a donut too. She does some math. First, she eats one of Rob's donuts. 10 minus 1 is 9. Then, 9 divided by 3 equals 3. So Rob, Taylor, and James can each have 3 donuts.
Donuts? I thought we were going to talk about math today. Is this some kind of health and food lesson?
I think we will be using a little math in this lesson, Peter. And we will, of course, be learning English too.
Well, it's important to talk about math, so let's get started. Here's those key words for today. Hi, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要来用英文算数。 首先大家应该都很喜欢吃甜甜圈吧? Everybody loves donuts. 甜甜圈就是donut. Rob有一盒甜甜圈里面有10个donuts. Rob has a box of 10 donuts. 名词 box 就是盒子或是箱子。 Rob 打算跟 Taylor 还有 James 一起来分享。不过 Susie 也想吃，所以他就用一点数学运算的技巧来说服 Rob. Susie does some math. 名词 math 就是数学。首先 Susie 说：“你分一个 donuts 给我吃，10减1你还剩9个。10 minus 1 is 9，10减1是9。” 介系词 minus 就是减去，剩下的9个让你和 Taylor James 三个人分着吃。9除以3等于3。9 divided by 3 equals 3。动词 equals 在数学里就是等于的意思。Susie,
have you seen Taylor here today?
No, Rob. Are you looking for her?
Yes. I have some donuts for her.
I love donuts. Can I have one?
Well, I have a box of 10 donuts. They're for Taylor, James, and me.
That's perfect. One for me and 3 for each of you.
Fine. You can have one.
When you are looking for someone, you want to find them. And this is a very polite question at the beginning of our conversation.
Yes. Have you seen Taylor here today? It is not as strong as a question as saying, "Where is Taylor?" It makes it seem more polite and less rushed.
But Susie hasn't seen her. But why is Rob looking for her? And does he have donuts with him? I love donuts.
Yes, he has some donuts for her, but she is not around.
Oh, good.
Hey, why do you say that?
Well, that means more donuts for us.
Well, Susie loves donuts too. She asks, "Can I have one?"
This is a polite question to ask. Can I have one? Maybe when you want to share or just try something, you will use this question.
Well, Rob has a box of 10 donuts. I think that he can share. But let's talk about this phrase, box of 10, a little bit more.
We can use a thing and say how many there are inside. But many times we will use things for this that are non-count. A can of cherries, a pot of water.
Yes, but for numbers we can say, this store sells rolls in bags of 10, or that is a box of 12.
So who are these donuts for?
Oh, are they for me? They're for me?
No, they're not for you, really.
Okay. They're for Taylor, James, and me.
And Susie thinks that is fine. She says, one for me and three for each of you. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word.
Susie 很想吃 donuts, 所以她提议可以先给我一个,然后你们每人三个。One for me and three for each of you. 句尾的 each of you 就是你们每个人。Each 是每一个的意思,所以它当作主词的时候,搭配的动词要用第三人的单数的形式。比如说 ,each of them has a lunchbox. 他们每个人都有一个餐盒。注意了,要用第三人称单数的 has 来搭配 ,each of them. 再来看一句。Each of us gets a present. 我们每个人都得到了一个礼物。另外还有 every 这个字，它也是每一个的意思。这两个字虽然意思看起来很相似，但是所要强调的不一样。Every 是强调一个群体里的所有，每一个都怎么样，而 each 则是强调每一个独立的个体。
Maybe you can see that we are using this word for a lot. For someone. We talk about things that will belong to someone this way. This gift is for my sister.
Well, Rob has more than enough donuts to share, and I think he can give each of us one too. Well, we'll find out, but let's take a short break right now. We'll see you after this.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Okay, friends, I have something to tell you, but listen carefully and think about the answer. I have 10 donuts. I eat one. I give two away.And save one for later. How many donuts do I have left?
Oh, I know the answer. The answer is 6. You have 6 donuts left.
Yes, I hope you got the answer too. Now let's watch Conversation B. We can watch it together.
Taylor, here are your 3 donuts.
My...3 donuts?
Yes. Rob left them for you. There were 10 for James, Rob, and you to divide.
And I get 3?
That's correct. 10 minus 1 is 9, and 9 divided by 3 equals 3.
Wait, where did the first donut go?
I ate it.
Well, Susie, that's some excellent math.
Okay, so wait a second. What are we talking about today? Donuts?
Rob has some donuts, and he is giving them to me.
No. He is sharing them with other people in the office today. It is a box of 10 donuts.
True.But the box of donuts is becoming less and less. He is giving some to Taylor. Susie is helping her.
Yes, she says, here are your 3 donuts. And friends, here is your teacher, Rebecca. She has some more on today's Grammar Point.
Hello, friends! Wow, you are all so excited to learn a new Grammar Point. That's great. Well, in today's Grammar Point, you are going to learn how to use the words here are. So, let's look at a few examples. First, here are your balloons, or here is the elevator. Excellent job. Make sure that you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, it doesn't look like Taylor remembers about the donuts. She says, three donuts?
Yes, Rob left them for her. This word, left, is good to know.
Maybe I want to give something to you, but I don't see you, so I can leave it for you. I left the book on the table. Then you can get it later.
That's right. Well, Taylor is surprised. She gets three donuts.
That's correct.
That's correct, Peter. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
That's correct.
That's correct. 答对了.
1 + 1 = 2.
That's correct.
2 + 2 = 4.
That's correct.
3 + 3 = 6.
That's correct. Now, if you have 6 apples and you eat one, how many apples do you have?
6.
That's incorrect. Try again.
6. 5 on the outside and 1 on the inside.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct.
答对了.
Okay, so let's do the math on these donuts. Susie ate one, right?
That's right. So that is minus 1.
Minus, so that is less. 10 minus 1 is...
10 minus 1 is 9. But 10 plus 1 is 11.
So 10 minus 1 is 9. Then we need to divide these donuts between 3 people.
Oh, okay. Well, 9 divided by 3 is 3. 3 for Rob, 3 for Taylor, and 3 for James. Oh, and Christina, too. Let's go to her right now.
聪明的Susie送给Taylor听, 9除以3等于3, 9 divided by 3 equals 3. 有的人听到这个句子会很头痛, 它有divided, 又有equals, 好像有两个动词。 其实英文句子的基本结构就是最前面的主词, 加上动词。 这个句子的主词其实是片语 9 divided by 3, 而动词是 equals. 英文讲到除法的时候, 说法通常是 9被3除等于3, 所以就变成 9 divided by 3 equals 3. 主词就是9被3除这件事, 所以是一件事, 该用搭配第三人称单数的动词, 所以 equals 加上了s. 我们来练习一下, 10除以2等于5, 10 divided by 2 equals 5. 你也可以试试看, 12除以3等于4, 12 divided by 3 equals 4. 找个朋友彼此出题练习一下这种除法的表达方式吧。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, so 3 of them each get 3 donuts and 1 for Susie. Hey, wait, where's my donut?
Peter, you're going to have to wait for your donut because first we have to review our keywords. Friends, let's review together right now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Donut. Donut. Donuts are sweet and yummy.
Box. Box. He keeps his old books in a box.
Math. Math. Evan has a math class at 12 o'clock.
Minus. Minus. 12 minus 5 is 7.
Equals. Equals. 7 plus 5 equals 12. All right, keep on practicing those keywords. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Susie, have you seen Taylor here today?
No, Rob. Are you looking for her?
Yes. I have some donuts for her.
I love donuts. Can I have one?
Well, I have a box of 10 donuts. They're for Taylor, James, and me.
That's perfect. One for me and 3 for each of you.
Fine. You can have one.
Taylor, here are your 3 donuts.
My 3 donuts?
Yes. Rob left them for you. There were 10 for James, Rob, and you to divide.
And I get 3?
That's correct. 10 minus 1 is 9, and 9 divided by 3 equals 3.
Wait, where did the first donut go?
I ate it.
Well, Susie, that's some excellent math.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Math Time. I think it's time for us to do some complicated math things together.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, Peter, I have a question. I'm wondering, why are we in these lab coats?
Aren't they great? They make us look smarter.
Oh, yeah, that is very true. Well, I like these coats a lot.
Okay, well, let's start with the apples. I have a plus sign, so let's do some addition. What's 2 plus 1?
2 plus 1. 2 apples plus 1 apple would be 3 apples.
Very good. Easy, right? Okay, let's do division now.
All right. This is a division sign. So, 6 divided by 2 is what?
Oh, that's easy. I have 6 pieces of bread right here. 6 divided into 2 parts, that is 3. Pretty easy.
Very good, Peter.
And I have corn. I want to do 2 times 3, but we're doing corn this time.
Okay, so 2 times 3. That would be 6 pieces of corn, right?
That's right. I have 6 corn right here. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed some math, but now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch together.
Hey, Ginger, look what I have.
Oh, yay! Is it a bag of donuts?
That's right. We can share them.
Yay! How many donuts are there?
There are 6.
Yay! 4 for me. And 2 for you.
No. Your math is wrong. Try again.
My math isn't wrong. 4 plus 2 equals 6.
Okay, then 4 for me and 2 for you. That also equals 6.
But that's not fair.
Okay, 3 for me and 3 for you.
Okay, that math is good.
Mmm, and so are these donuts.
Yeah, let's eat.
Eat Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about math. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Addie Shun.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Addie. Welcome to the show. Now, Addie, we have a question today from Chen Tai Gao of Taipei, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'll try.
Wonderful. All right, Chen Tai writes, I love numbers. Math is one of my favorite subjects in school. Can you teach me how to talk about math in English?
Wonderful question. I love to teach you to talk about math in English.
But there are a lot of words English speakers use to talk about math. How can you teach them all?
I don't need to teach them all. I can just teach a few.
Okay, great.
First, in math, people often add two numbers together. This is called addition.
Addition. For example, 2 + 2 = 4.
Right. When you take away one number from another, that's called subtraction.
Subtraction. 4 - 2 = 2.
Right. And did you notice for addition, you used the word plus, and for subtraction, you used the word minus.
That's right. Okay, we have time for a couple more.
Okay, well, when you multiply numbers, it's called multiplication.
Multiplication, that's a long word. It just means, for example, 3 × 3 = 9.
And when you divide numbers, that's called division.
Oh, yes, division. 9 / 3 = 3.
Yes, so for multiplication, we use the word times, and for division, we use the word divided by.
Thanks for answering our question, Addie. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We got to talk about English, and we got to talk about math. I think math is more fun with donuts, don't you think?
That's true. It's more fun with not only donuts, but food, too, like pizza, corn, and apples.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. And make sure the next time you have a math class, practice some of your English. Well, we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.